Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University, focuses on the race for state auditor, and we are joined by Democrat Kathleen Davies. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom.
So we start with the basic question. Why did you decide to run for state auditor?
Well, the decision is actually a progression of my lifelong career. I've spent over 25 years doing nothing but state government auditing and investigating. I served for 15 years as a senior staff member in various state audit shops or a director level. And I spent 6 years at Delaware State Audit Office as the chief, second in command. And I felt this was a very good time. It's an opportunity. We're going to have a change in state auditor after almost 30 years. And so this was a perfect time, and it was a natural career progression for me as well.
So as you talk about your background, what do you feel about that background makes you better suited for this job than the other candidates running?
I think it's a combination of my education and my certifications, in addition to my extensive application of those credentials and the experience and having an understanding of state government auditing. And I can explain in more detail about that as we go through the interview. But in those 25 years, I've had the opportunity to visit quite a number of states as what they call a peer reviewer. So I have the compare and contrast as well throughout the nation. And I sat on a number of national committees that specifically deal with state government auditing and investigating.
One of the issues that has come up in the state auditor's race is staffing of the state auditor's office. Do you believe the current staffing of the auditor's office is adequate to do its job effectively?
So currently, the staffing is not to full complement. They have had some attrition in staffing up and down throughout all levels of the organization. More on the public side and at the top level, when I left the office, which was just over 2 years ago, they had four audit managers, two of which were CPAs, and the two CPAs have left. And so the numbers overall, they've lost about a third of their staff, and it's unfortunate because it does take a while to train people to do the work that's needed, particularly in such a small office. It's not as compartmentalized. You don't have large bureaus or departments that you send certain types of work to, so they need to be more of a generalist and understand all of the different types of engagements that we're working on in the technical standards. That is a key issue, is getting it up to full complement, and I do believe there's room for growing the office, which during my tenure and when I worked with the Joint Finance Committee and worked on the budgeting, we did get an increase in complement. We got cooperation with pay increases, and that will need to continue to keep current with the market in order to keep our staff as they come in, at least for a while longer, to get them in there and able to perform audits.
Having said that, what are your priorities and vision for the Office of State Auditor?
I'm very excited about this. This is one of the reasons I was called to run as the number one person, because now it's time for I've done others. I've followed their leadership and made suggestions. But the thing that I'm most excited about is getting out from behind that desk and getting out with Delawareans. There are a lot of different needs in Delaware. There are a lot of different things that the state auditor can do that people are not aware of. There needs to be more visibility to the state auditor's office. I think this race is bringing some of that visibility, but it does need to continue. And what can we do? One of the reasons I was brought to Delaware to be the second in command was because of my background in performance auditing. And that has a very broad scope to it. Performance auditing is a very technical field set, and so there are things that we can do with respect to education, safety, Department of Corrections. There's a lot of opportunity there, and there's also a lot of need for those types of audits and investigations.
Because of the nature of the work of the auditor's office, should the office actively work to distance itself from politics and party ties? And if so, how?
Well, personally, I have always, as a professional coming out of college, and I've started this as an auditor one, and worked myself up through the career path in a very large audit shop to get myself to a senior level. And I was always unaffiliated. Even when I started this race, I was intending to run unaffiliated, realizing that that kept me out of a lot of opportunities to have forums, debates, and also coming to realize that it is... there were individuals in the Democratic Party that were encouraging and said, we want you to come back and do what you were doing. And my number one allegiance is to the professional standards, to the profession, and to the public. I've always been a lifelong public servant. The reason I was unaffiliated was because, and this is true even now that I've affiliated, your objective is to give fair, fact-based assessments. And so we can't be pulled or tugged by party. And the proof in whether you're willing to do that is at what cost will you continue to do that? And there are oftentimes throughout my career where the other side has not liked where we were going or wanted us to stand down, not do audit work. And that happens from very early on in your career. And you have to have solid backbone and be able to move forward and do the right things. And I think the grounding in the standards and understanding where to get that support and advice nationally from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, and other organizations is very important.
You mentioned earlier the visibility of the office. It sounds like you feel like there is a need for more visibility. How can you increase that visibility and make people more aware of the work the office does on a day-to-day basis?
Absolutely. There is a dire need for that. And I think a big part of the elected official's job is to get out there, by my way of leading, would be to get out and continue to meet with constituents, with Delawareans, with various groups, not to be with all like-minded individuals. To hear all sides of things. I always, as the second in command, had an open door policy, but not everybody thinks to reach out to you. So it needs outreach and a willingness to explain what government auditing is and what the opportunities are in a very simplistic way. There are a lot of different vehicles we can use professionally to accomplish objectives. And so in sitting in a room talking to somebody and knowing that they're desiring an audit and then trying to determine whether we can satisfy that desire and whether it's an appropriate use of resources, there's also a number of choices on how to do that, how to maneuver through the process and get the right type of work product for the circumstances. And so that's where that 20-some years of experience comes into play, where you get pretty adept at that. And some of the issues we hit, I'll hit over and over again. I've seen them before, something similar to it. While the law may be different or the compliance issues may be different, there may be a repeat pattern. Where I really get excited is where there's something unique and different. That's where the real challenge is for me. And I am very passionate about the career field. Otherwise, I wouldn't have stayed in it for so long, even at times where it gets a little touchy and people just don't like what we're working on.
Does the state auditor have an appropriate role in influencing state policy in areas beyond accountability and state finances, or is it solely more or less a watchdog office?
Well, in the earlier days, I heard more about the watchdog. That seemed to be a nice catchphrase for people that were running for state auditor in the states where it's an elected position. Where it's an appointed position, you don't so much hear that phrase because that's more of an outreach to people. The thing that concerns me about watchdog, and it is true that we're going to protect the taxpayers' resources by when we get in there and we audit something, we're going to do our very best to make sure it's accurate or that there's, if we're in there to look at fraud or if there's process changes that can be made. The concept of watchdog, I think we can go further now. There's a need for us to utilize our expertise and our backgrounds where we won't cross the standards. We're not going to make management decisions, but I think we need to sit down and talk about why aren't these findings getting corrected? Let's say we just spent $200,000 on coming up with five recommendations 3 years ago. They're good, viable recommendations, or tell us why they're not good, viable recommendations, and let's come out with an updated version of those findings and recommendations, and then let's figure out how to make this work beneficial to both sides. So there's conversations that need to continue as well with agencies, departments, with the governor's office, and try to develop some action or encourage action. Mm-hmm. But that being said, the only thing that the state auditor can do otherwise is we can conduct training. We can't tell them what to do, but we can conduct training on things like internal controls and accounting, so on and so forth. But it's up to management to decide what they put in place. That way we maintain our objectivity. When you get too close to something, or you're the one that put something in place, of course you're going to love it. And you're not going to see if there are problems. And that's inherent with everybody. We always see things through our rose-colored glasses when it's ours.
And finally, is there an issue or issues, area or areas you think need to be investigated or better scrutinized at this time in the state of Delaware?
I think there's a lot of important topics, some of which I did not realize how serious and how important it is. For example, the issue with drinking water. In the lower parts of particularly Sussex County, the pollutants that have been put into well water and some of the dire circumstances with the safety and well-being of our citizens. And that is something under performance auditing, people are surprised to hear that is something that can be done. It's on par with what the United States Government Accountability Office does. Some people refer to them more as studies, but they can be done under the standards, so they're still considered audits. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very interested in that. There's also great outcry for work in Department of Corrections. I have Department of Corrections audit experience. And when people bring certain information to me, and if it's a viable tip, these are things that I can go through and follow up on with the staff and with training the staff and utilizing the staff and making sure that we get the right people, if we have to, specialists on contract that can come in with expertise to assist with that, because we don't necessarily always have the expertise, and the standards do permit for us to engage with people and contract people that have that background and expertise, and we can work with them to collect the evidence and the recommendations that we need to do reports. There are quite a number of areas. One on a fiscal level, one of the things I'd like to see is Delaware, the state of Delaware, spends a lot of money on their checkbook online. Mm-hmm. And a lot of reporters use that. A lot of individuals use mm-hmm. that to do research. Well, that could use some auditing. And then that way, not intentionally, but that way if there were any misstatements or anything not quite right in there, or some recommendations to make it easier to use, I think that would be very important. So what we're doing here is not calling for someone to reinvent the wheel, but we're going to say, okay, let's come in and take a look at it and make sure it's accurate and give you audit results annually on the data that you're publishing up that a lot of people are relying on.
Kathleen Davies, Democratic candidate for state auditor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And you can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublicMedia.org and DelawareDebates.org. This candidate conversation was taped at the Delaware Public Media Studios on the campus of Delaware State University and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.